back in the offseason, he was back on the court, that he's going to be the same guy that we've seen.
They said it's going to be a successful recovery, so, I mean, we can't sit here today on January 4th to say what's going to be when he starts playing again. I mean, we can't speculate on that, so I'm not going to do.
Is the reason it's been a couple weeks between the injury and the surgery about the decision to go this route or just what route you were going to take?
Yeah, the holiday, and the fact we talked to some different doctors, and this is when it could work for Nunley's schedule.
Okay, talk to Brooke yet?
Nah, not yet. I'll call him a little later.
Does it feel like it was time for maybe a bigger procedure? He's had to turn out.
You're asking me when a guy gets hurt, we send him to the doctors. The doctors make a diagnosis, and they fix it. You know, I don't go in and say, okay, we should do this or that. I mean, that's foolish. That's why you have doctors. That's why they go to medical school, for them to evaluate and fix.
Wasn't they presented a range of options that you guys chose? This was what they just presented?
Dr. Rowley, O'Malley, they talked to different specialists, and they said this is what we think is best to do. And it wasn't my place to say, I don't think you're wrong. Sure. I think you're wrong.
They never run it by the GM?
They do, but I'm not going to say I disagree. I didn't go to medical school.
You can't disagree with two Irish doctors.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys. I mean, that's like you going to the doctor and they say, okay, you got the flu, get some rest. All right, if you disagree with you. You know, that's why they go to medical school for their training. And you listen to the doctors.
The thing I was most curious about was if it was a range of different potential things, and this was what chosen.
There's only certain ways you can fix a broken bone in a foot. I mean, it's not like you can, there's a new way that's come out. There's different ways that they can do it. And Dr. Nunley with O'Malley and Riley Williams thought this was the best way to help him and prolong him so that he doesn't have it again.
If aside, how concerned are you moving forward with
him? Like I said, I'm not going to speculate. I mean, right now, he had it was successful, and I expect him to have a full recovery and be back playing next year.
The part of the procedure where they tried to prevent re-injury in the future, that was clearly the goal of going this route.
Yeah.
Did they give you any data on, like, what's the success rate with that for athletes?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's not a data. I mean, different guys' bodies react differently. I think Agakis had it, had great success. Grant Hill had different surgeries, and Dr. Nunley did Grant's, which got him back playing. So different guys have had different things done, and they have had different success.
There's another break, though, that potentially
Tim, you're asking me to, you're reaching here for speculation.
Well, it's a question I've asked. I understand.
Yeah, I mean, but
well, I understand.
Yeah, I'd ask you the same question. How would you respond?
I would say this seems like a pretty serious.
Well, it's a break, and he got it fixed, and talk to me in October when he's at training camp or this summer when he's working out, and that's all we can do.
Right.
We can't sit here and make up answers and say, okay, yeah, this, there's not a magical answer I can give you guys to say to project in the future.
Right.
I can only answer what the doctors told me and tell you what we said in the release.
Sure.
That's what it comes down to.
Recovery from this usually lasts,
He'll be back. He'll be back this summer working out.
Very good.